A pilot needs comfort. A pilot needs space. A pilot needs the best that money can buy. A pilot needs Myinus. Myinus is the choice of luxury. When you slip into Myinus, you'll be transported to a place that is snug and cozy. Myinus is a place where you can feel that you are surrounded by the best parts on offer. You can almost taste the quality in Myinus. We take your standard ship, and our expert teams fit the customizations that make Myinus special. Other ships rattle and creak and feel second-rate in battle, but with Myinus you can bang and shoot all day long without feeling the slightest noise. Each one of our engines is precision engineered to deliver the power you need when you need it most. So when you push hard, Myinus responds. If you're a trader, Myinus has the space for the largest containers available. Or maybe you're a miner? Then why not mine Myinus? Plenty of miners do. With the best mining lasers and refining equipment on board, you can get your rocks off in Myinus and produce that necklace you've always dreamt of. Perhaps you're the sporty type. Well, Myinus has been in G1 for over 200 years, and if anyone can make you shoot to the stars in record time, Myinus can. Sleek, sporty, and with every luxury we can cram in, our sports models are the envy of the galaxy. Nothing shifts faster than Myinus, so why not slip into Myinus today? You'll be forever glad you did.
Good evening, I'm Teddy Ride.
And I'm Randy Berger.
It seems FaceFuzz has taken over Barrett Station, with some members of the public resorting to drastic actions to keep it at bay. But one agent psycho cow of the Thargoid and Ferdinand's bar is astounding professionals by seemingly keeping the FaceFuzz at bay. For as long as the FaceFuzz has been present in the station, agent psycho cow has managed not to grow any facial hair at all. There were rumors that he had contracted a small stubble there, but Station Dr. Minerva dismissed this, as it was found to be the remnants of a chocolate biscuit the agent had eaten earlier. Minerva is trying to extract the genetics from Agent Psycho Cow in an attempt to slow down or even stop the FaceFuzz epidemic aboard the station. Some of the other FaceFuzz within the station is growing at extraordinary rates, with some members now wearing their FaceFuzz of scarves, and the first fatalities as some people are choking to death while blowing or wiping their noses. BS News recommends if you are suffering from FaceFuzz and the many symptoms that come with it, to simply tuck it into your shirt and wait for the cure. It is known that many cases of FaceFuzz clear up on their own accord in 4 to 5 weeks. With more on the latest FaceFuzz, we cross to our on-the-spot reporter, Han Sondix.
And it grew to twice the length in seconds. Well, you join me here in Barra Station, where the FaceFuzz outbreak reaches its second week. There are many cases now, and some absolutely fabulous manly mustaches, and that's just on the women. But seriously, there's FaceFuzz everywhere. Look here on the floor. That's what used to be someone's beard. Hey, wait a minute. That beard is alive. Oh, it's coming towards me. It's coming, Jacobs.
We appear to have lost, Hunter. The election night on Barnas is approaching soon, with many of the seats up for grabs, including the presidential role for Barnas Star. It's not predicting another dirty campaign from all sides. The Barnas United Merchant Socialists, bums, and the Federal Alliance of Restricted Traders and Sellers, farts, are the two main parties this year, and the bums have been out in force campaigning. Farts have been silent in the past few weeks, but we expect something to leak out soon as the election grows nearer. Last election, bums were dirty in their tactic, targeting Fart's leader, Dangling Wang, in a smear campaign, saying that he was just wet and windy. Jenny Tolwart got into bums at the very top last year, and as leader she said all tactics are on the table when it comes to providing a future for Barnard Star residents. A recent poll, however, put Fart ahead of bums by 3 points in what looks like it's going to be a close contest.
It seems an arms race is heating up between the Prism system and neighboring planets. Senator Wagar has ramped up the propaganda recently, leading to nearby systems becoming increasingly concerned about the Senator's motives. Although under Imperial jurisdiction, it would seem that Senator Wagar is acting on his own accord. In a recently released video, a battlecruiser belonging to the Federation was shown being destroyed by Prism forces in a barbaric and inhumane manner. Independent monitoring teams are worried that Senator Wagar may be trying to purchase weapons of mass destruction and have noted some communications with Arcanar and Imperial consoles in the Lave system. They do say, however, Senator Wagar lacks a decent star map, but he might be trying to purchase intergalactic missiles with a view to using them on what he described as Federation scum, as well as saying, "I could have done with a bigger explosion on the Federation ship." Officials are worried that Senator Wagar is a loose cannon and a warmonger, inciting revolt and violence. A close monitoring of Senator Wagar is being put forward, as well as sanctions for the Prism system, which may include the withholding of any star maps for the foreseeable future.
Shares of my anus prefer a tumble this week as the problems rumble on. My anus has been targeted by many members of the PIC, including a lawsuit that challenged my anus involving debt firm Kisha Dosh. The hefty fine which has been leveraged on the company is thought to be in the millions of credits, but Gizzy Dots are going to have some problems getting the stiffy out of my anus as things stand. There has been some movement in my anus this week, with a few of the faulty valves being fixed, but with many customers demanding their money back, my anus is still having more people come into my anus than are being pushed out. Roger My Anus, the company's CEO, has said,
"Frequent visits into my anus is not the answer, nor will damaging my anus or hanging around outside my anus. Customers should wait for my anus to contact them, and then my anus can service them and give the customer all the attention my anus can provide."
This seems to be a message that my anus don't wish to hear.
"My anus has had more than enough to sort out my valve, and given the size of my anus, it should be able to cope with more than one person at a time,"
said Miss Tara Holimer, a My Anus customer. My anus ought to come up with a response with more people selling their shares. The last thing my anus needs is to fall out of place on the market to a position that my anus can't recover from.
This year's Elite Meet was mired in controversy as one Imperial judge claimed he was poisoned by one of the entrance's sausages. Judge Stabler had said he was fine before entering the competition and believes that someone snuck a Simon Simply Slave sausage onto his plate. These rumors were found to be untrue, and the actual suspect was from the Stroudbury contingent whose sausage had caused a number of people to contract what has become known as Barnard Blower. The sausage made by Stroudbury Bakeries was found to contain disproportionate ingredients, including lethal amounts of leasty lentils combined with curry powder and other seasonings. The bakery has apologized to all the eaters, saying a mathematical miscalculation was responsible, have used 3 tons of lentils instead of the 3 teaspoons the recipe called for, as well as adding a pint of salt instead of a pinch. Judge Stabler spent most of the night pretending he was a radio DJ from the 21st century, as well as making frequent trips to the bathroom.
Residents of Slough are protesting today over them to build a controversial pipeline through their system. The pipeline, which will carry radioactives and slurry, is said to be still going ahead, but residents are concerned that the last pipeline was said to have been made leaky in the Slough system by the builders, A&L Prober. Residents complained that the leak from the last pipeline was so great that a huge radioactive slurry moon built up over the course of the last 10 years and has altered tide and seasons within the system. A&L Prober, the pipeline's manufacturer, has said no intention was made to cause a leak in the Slough system, but when we discovered that where 90% of our leaks were happening, we decided it was in our best interest just to leave it alone. Whilst also pointing out that the pipeline services the Slough system itself, so at least some of the waste belonged to the residents.
Casting is underway for the new Susan Boyle's film to be filmed in Winner's Hole. Winner's Hole is pumping out an amazing amount of new products this year, and Susan looks set to be a major star. The movie with the working title, A Night with Boyles, is the sequel to the now infamous Boyle Banger. This movie is set to feature several new actors and actresses as well as Susan's latest hit, which remains a secret at this time. When BS News caught up with Susan, we asked her what we can expect from her new movie.
Well, Teddy, you can expect to see me in more positions than last time. Plus, my anus have lent us a lovely ship, so expect some nice close-ups of my anus. Frank will make his welcome return. I can't begin to tell you how many pizzas we've gone through so far. But if you're feeling up for it and think you can bring something special to my new movie, then casting takes place next week.
Well, they're the movie we're all looking forward to. But now, my cock smells.
Mike Coxmills here with BS Sports. And everyone is talking about that goal. Nocturne Czar scored the goal of the century today when he took on 9 players of the Ross 128 team before volleying the ball in the air and scoring with an overhead kick right into the goal from 30 yards out. The Ross 128 players were rightly embarrassed at having your Czar scoring such a beautiful shot right over their heads. Unfortunately, that might be your Czar's last score for a few weeks. Kirk, well hard in the bollocks, took offense at being made a fool of by Nocturne Czar and tried a little trick of his own using Nox's nether regions. Luckily for Nox, he managed to get away after the third stomp, so we should see him back in 3 to 4 weeks' time. The Barnacles held on for the 1-0 win in the end, but are looking weak up front after the loss of their main striker. Yakunov, the G1 shipmaker, has bought the advertising rights to Lave Sidewinders, and they wore their new kit this week. Although in their familiar neon orange, fans were treated to a lackluster display by the Sidewinders, with Yakunov members looking on. Lave eventually lost 2-0 to Slough in a match Lave should have won comfortably. After the match, we grabbed hold of Willy Yakunov, who, although disappointed, said Lave and Yakunov go together, and expects that Yakunov can go a long way to improving the strength of the team. A referee is in hospital tonight after being accidentally set on fire. Phil McAverty was officiating in the Diesel vs. VacWest game, when coming back after halftime, a light bulb exploded near his head. He ran out onto the pitch with his head blazing. Fans, assuming it was part of the halftime Diesel entertainment, started singing fire and dancing. It was several minutes before McAverty was extinguished. Diesel eventually won the game 3-2. And now the classified results for Week 11. Barnard Star Barnacles 1, Ross 128 0. Diesel Divas 3, VacWest Empire 2. Eta Cassiopeia Caledonian Caber 0, Sirius Cowdogs 2. Leasty Drones 2, Requat Planet 0. Lave Sidewinders 0, Slough Rangers 2. Sol United 1, Strawberry Asteroids 1. Real Zenonce 1, Prism Gladiators 2. Achnar Imperials 1, Castar Comrades 0. And now it's all over to Heidi Salami and Steve O'Dell with G1 Racing.
Hello, and welcome to FU, home of this new asteroid circuit. The crowd looks excited as I feel excited. And there is plenty to be excited about, it's true. All asteroids from start to finish, apart from the bits where there are no asteroids. Usually, we would expect my anus to perform well here, but with all the recent problems, who knows?
That's right, Heidi. My anus has had a lot of problems in the last few weeks, and that has got to impact on the team's performance. Jenny Talio is my favourite at the moment, and she grabbed the pole earlier on today with a fantastic lap, whipping around the asteroids in her Beaverhausen. Holy fuck, and Howie Felder snatching the second and third von der Dicks in the fold. New driver Ardeen Long replaces Dick Scott Wood at Ride My Ass, who sadly died last week, and managed to qualify 5th place just in front of Colostomine in my anus.
I was watching Dick's and Ride My Ass's Ardeen Long in the qualifying. He's fast, but looks a little nervous out there. Dick took Ardeen Long around the back weave. Fatatu's helmet scraper will be starting from the back after Helmut took Harry's set of testes out during qualifying. And Roger Mayanus is getting booed out there. Clearly, some unhappy Mayanus customers in the crowd today. Mayanus, not very popular at the moment. But I'm sure Mayanus will bounce back.
It looks like Isaac Cox. Yes, Isaac Cox down there is talking to his manager for needling my balls. Not doing too well this year, not living up to last year's season. I don't think Fawn delivering my balls is a thing of the past though. And with them constantly upgrading, I expect Fawn delivering my balls to become more competitive as the season progresses. Dick Daly talking to Drew Peacock. There's obviously some team tactics. Dick Daly prefers the long hard tracks while Drew Peacock prefers the short bendy tracks, so it'll be interesting to see what either of them do today.
Well, the ships are being moved into position, the crews are pulling away, and the engines are revving. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blue lights, and it's fly, 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 crash! Oh my goodness! The asteroid came nowhere! The Brewster Cox is probably dead! He was waiting on the line for the start, and they just set off, and his back door was smashed in by a rogue asteroid. Goes to show these trucks are not supposed to be driving with. There will be some inquiry though. All asteroids are supposed to be accounted for before the start of the race. And yes, looks like they're going to restart the race.
Probably for the best there, Craven Moorhead will want to move what's left of that ship into the pit lane. And that moves my anus of Watson Herbruch slightly up, as nobody will be starting in the front of him this time. As the drivers line up again, I notice Holy Fook is waving in the Fook Divino, and it looks like there's a problem with one of the flaps. The team motion her to stay out there. I think they want Fook to take the start and maybe stay out there for 2 or 3 laps before coming into the pits.
Well, the drivers are lined up for the restart, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blue lights, and they fly away. Jimmy Taylor is out of the weave now. As he goes up asteroid, we count 20 asteroids on the way out, and 28 on the backwards stretch. The Daily moves up into 6th. I can't see Mayanus. Where is Mayanus? Mayanus went behind that 3rd asteroid and hasn't appeared again. I can only assume there's been an accident with Mayanus. And yes, yes, my fears have been confirmed. Out goes the rescue assignment. Meanwhile, the race continues.
It looks like my anus got smashed up by an asteroid there, and we're waiting for word on colostomine in the my anus. Jenny Taylor is holding off Fook as they come to the turn to the home. Howie Feldersnatch is just in front of Fonda Dix. Dix looking good for me at the moment in 4th place, being conscious on this new track.
Oh my goodness! Can you believe it? McCockiner have hit hard and long again. He was coming up to my anus, and McCockiner were just going slowly around the course, putting up no real challenge, and Arden Long is out. Mayanus seems to have taken a scrape there too. Well, still time for Dix to make a move at the front as they come into the pits. Fock felt a snatch in first. Looks like Jenny Taylor is taking one more lap. There seems to be some confusion there in the Fock Tofino pits. I think they meant for one driver to come in, and there's a mix-up there now. Dix's new flaps are put on. He's refueled. Back out into open space, as genitalia is way out in front.
These asteroids are causing all kinds of problems. I remember Ronnie Coxtip saying to me in the 3285 season that the secret to asteroids is to give them a wide berth and bang around a route, as you see.
That was just after you hit that asteroid at Strawberry. I remember them having to peel you out of your ship after becoming the first pilot to hit 3 asteroids in a row. Still, only 3 broken bones meant you were back racing the following week. And now, Jenny Taylor comes into the pits, a nice stop there, and she's just out in front of Dix there. And oh my, Dix bangs Jenny Taylor there as he break for a road asteroid. They look okay though, and Fock and Feldersnatch a little way behind them. No word from Mayanus as to what's happened with Cole Ostermes yet. Mayanus is keeping quiet today.
Well, not long left in this race now. Jenny Taylor is keeping Dix behind her. Fook is catching Dix, though he's had a blistering last 2 laps. As they come up to the finger asteroid, and oh, my anus has spoken. They say colostomine span off into an asteroid just as we thought. They are having trouble locating all of them though. Dinitis is stuck by the finger. Looks like Tits is out of fuel. Oh, well, that's just appalling. Dick Daly has smashed Dinitis right into the finger. Tits should be okay there, though. And there's a large amount of debris floating about this track now.
Genitalia, keeping a distance from Dick's there. As they come into the final stretch, Fox has latched onto the back of the scooter. Genitalia is not letting Dick's get near. He's bobbing all over the back, trying to find a way through. Fock, looking for any mistakes by the pair of them, he would love to take Dix and genitalia at the same time. But it's not going to be. As he comes into the final corner, it's genitalia who takes it from Dix. Fock finishes third, Howie Feld Snatch in fourth. Lady Garden picking up fifth, and Justly Mouth gets sixth. Well, another great race. And now back to Mike Cookswells with the results.
Well, another exciting G1 race, and here are the results. Genitalia, 10 points. Fonda Dix, 6 points. Holly Fock, 4 points. Howie Feltersnatch, 3 points. Lady Garden, 2 points. Justin Your Mouth, 1 point. Well, that puts Dix out in front in the Drivers' Championship, now on 22 points. Genitalia rises into the number 2 slot with 18 points, with Howie Feltersnatch coming from behind on 17. In the Constructors' Championship, Fuck Defino on 27 points, pull off from Craven Moorhead on 23 points, with Beaverhausen on 18 points, all thanks to Genitalia. Next week, the G1 moves on to Achenar and what has become known as a killer track. That's all from me, Mike Coxmails. Back to you, Teddy, in the studio.
Before we go to the weather, we've had another letter, and it comes from a Mr. Elementi. It reads,
Dear Chasty, I noticed you in the Antiques Galaxy show with your vases, and may I say what a lovely pair of jugs you had. I thought they were worth much more than the 50 credits they offered for them. If you gave me your pair in my hands, I would show you how much I value them. Yours always, Illuminati.
Well, it turns out Armitage Shanks isn't as valuable as I thought. Well, on with the weather. And it's been rather frosty on Birmingham Road this week, with many areas seeing a light coating. The trees are changing from orange to purple, and it won't be long before winter really sets in. I do love this time of year though, especially curling up with a good book by the fire. I've not had a good book in ages. Barnard Station has been hit with heavy solar activity this week, which has led to delays on the surface station shuttle service, and strong solar winds are expected to continue this week, so be careful out there, I wouldn't want any of you getting sucked off out of your cockpit. The G6i is going to be closed for 48 hours from tomorrow morning. This is to make repairs to a helium main which was broken when a ship from Stroudbury crashed into it today. The pilot of the ship miscalculated the turning and hit the pipe on the side of the road, which inflated his ship with helium. His mayday calls were ignored for a while as operators thought he was a child prank calling them, and it wasn't until they noticed his ship floating aimlessly towards the station that the alarm was raised. The pilot, recovering in medical care, described by doctors as feeling a little squeaky. Police Vipers in the system are starting their annual drink fly campaign. You know it's illegal, folks, so don't do it. If you do get flashed, remember to pull off and give the officer a good blow in his bag. Also, safety campaigners have started the festive season campaigning, advising all pilots to keep warm provisions and snow scoops in their ships in case of weather, similar to last year, where the I-69 was closed due to serious space snow drifts, trapping thousands of pilots for a number of hours until recovery teams could free them from the resulting jam. Johnson Emergency Recovery have this year's contract for keeping superhighways free and moving, and partnering the charity for warm clothing, they hope to carry clothing to keep stranded pilots warm until recovery is completed. J.E.R. Kitov hope to keep our lanes moving freely and safely throughout this year's festivities. If you find yourself stuck and cold, remember J.E.R. Kitov. Also, should you see any issues with travel or space jams, contact the Central Legislation of Interspace Maintenance and Exchange so that they can warn other pilots to avoid the affected areas. When I got stuck last year, I couldn't reach the Central Legislation of Interspatial Maintenance and Exchange. So I called Randy and he turned up in my anus to give me a tug. Well, it wasn't long before I got to Central Legislation of Interspatial Maintenance and Exchange, and Randy went away satisfied from a job well done. That's all from me. Back to Randy.
That's all from BS News tonight. I'm Randy Berger.
And I'm Teddy Ryan.